Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Dillico. Are you looking for some cool, comfy pickleball gear and clothes for everyone? Dillico! Check out today's episode for a special promo code. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, she is mad. Melissa is fired up. Someone sent her a curt email earlier and told her to see previous email, and she is ticked.
I'm so mad.
Melissa Nickerson, CFO, overall great gal, is seething right now. You've been mad for 30 minutes.
Well, it's like four unclear emails, and then they go, see previously attached.
Here's the thing, that one of the differences between you and I is my nature of the job is much more front facing. We run this business together. Yes. Mine's much more front facing. So I interact with people all day long. Mm-hmm. Emails from bookers, reps, club folks, fans, DMs. I'm interacting with people. You less so. You have our books person, the CPA. You've got a couple vendors, the people who help us with our merch. You got a couple. And so, but it's like 5-ish to 10.
Yeah.
Five on a regular. On a weekly basis, 3, you know. Mm-hmm. And we got a new one and is coming in hot. And Mel, you know, Mel's been out of the workforce, the traditional workforce, for a while. And I don't mean that as a disparaging thing. What I mean is when you
aren't used to a corporate 40-hour week job. I've been in the workforce.
I'm going all this to say.
For 40 years.
You have. I didn't mean it like that.
I was a child CPA.
Yes, that is true. But what I mean by, I didn't mean it in an insulting way. I'm not trying to down. What I mean by that is you.
Now I'm seething.
What I mean by that, if you'll allow me to explain myself, is you haven't had mean email communication in a while. I get it all the time, still, to this day. You know,
I just don't see the reason for it. It is so easy just thanks.
Yeah, but people don't.
Like, hello.
But people don't. There's just mean emailers. There's just people who are always mean in the workforce. They always send curt emails. They never, there's no fluff. They don't even know that their phone can send emojis. They just.
Yeah, I don't need an emoji. I just like. I'm putting all the pieces together in nice emails back to them.
I'm on your side here.
And then
Mel.
They're replying like in curt, formal, no. Yeah. Anyway.
It's what I'm saying is it's fun for me to see you have to deal with this.
Well, I deal with terrible, mean people, but
you've been in the workforce. What I mean by that is you have not been in an email-based job.
Yes.
In a while.
Yeah, I don't come in Monday morning and have 100 emails.
No. And there's always, every day job you have that's like an email-based job, there's always someone when you're like, here we go. It's Brenda.
Yeah, and
it's Brad.
Passive,
it's
aggressive.
Passive.
It's like kind of blaming you for everything.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the big, I mean, the worst is when they, like, there's a lot of faux pas. There's a lot of mean things that you can do in email communication. The worst is what I call the snitch, which is they CC your supervisor. You're like,
and
okay.
Now they're like, so what's going on?
Yeah.
Wait, we need to circle back.
Yeah,
to
you're
this?
Like, you're the, okay, so we all grew up. And you're the person that told on us at recess. It's you. You're the one. Great. You just grew up. You just got older. Why? We figured this out. You and I.
We all got out of our desks.
It was fourth grade. We all got out of our desks while the teacher was gone. And then we came back. And then you were like, Miss Henderson, they all got out of their desks. And you're like, screw you, Brenda. What 10-year-old's name Brenda anyways? Ends up your parents are like this. And then you just grew up. You and
they're
I.
Like
this. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes Brenda would even get in stuff that wasn't her business at all, too.
Yeah.
It'd be like me and Kyle over here are playing Pogs. Because it's the early 90s, all right? And I throw my slammer down, and I knock over a few, and there's a little dispute, and he's like, that one tipped, and that one didn't. You're like, okay. And we worked that out. Me and Kyle worked that out. And Brandon's like, Miss Henderson, Dustin and Kyle were fighting over Pogs. And you're like, Brenda, nobody likes you, and they will never like you. You have no friends. And it's because you're a snitch.
So she's going to grow up and go, see attached email.
See classroom rules.
Send.
See classroom rules posted on board. No Pogs.
Subject C.
See Pogs memo. And you know what?
You know, that's
Brenda also never got promoted because bosses don't like snitches either. Because you know who's really breaking the rules? The bosses.
Well, they set the rules.
No, they're
breaking them.
They break them. No. They're breaking, like, we're breaking the work rules. They're breaking laws.
Tax rules.
They're breaking. Yes. They're criminals.
In my school, then I would have been a boss because Pogs were banned.
Pogs were banned from my school too.
So
yeah.
You know, that would have been criminal offense.
Yeah. Pogs were banned at my school. Hats were banned at my school. I went to a bad school. Bikes were banned at my school. All these
Football?
Things. No. So there were so many. Football led to so many fights that. Originally, you could play normal football because you could, like, play tackle football back in the day. And then they're like, this is leading to too many fights. We're going to switch to two-hand touch. And then that kept leading to fights because you would just push them over. And then that led to no running with the football. So you would catch it, and then you would have to stop. You couldn't walk. You just stopped. The play died as soon as you caught it. You were just like, because if anyone touched, they would fight. But yeah, hats kept getting stolen, and then and bikes kept getting stolen, and I had my bike stolen by a kid, and I remember my dad being like, hey, sorry, the wrong family stole your bike. I can't go get that back.
Oh no.
He did once though. My dad get yeah, but we there was other times where you just would see a kid with your bike and you're like, well, I guess that's his bike now.
Oof.
Yeah. But
yeah.
We could not wear red or blue at our school. In the 90s.
Yeah. And you know who would enforce that? Brenda.
That's right.
Teal is an offshoot of blue.
Crips started a suborganization that rocks teal now.
Yeah, called Crushes.
Called the Crushes.
It's the surfer gang. Got the Crips, the Bloods, the Crushes.
The SoCal division.
What's your gang sign? SoCal gangs. The surfer gangs. No, just vibes, man.
Yeah. Just gotta rip it.
You just gotta rip it, bro. Just waves and bongs. Whatever we're doing, we're ripping it, bro.
Skate or die, or don't.
Skate or die, or no, man. Live your life. Anyways, we're back, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mel's back.
I'm back.
I feel better. Yeah. Good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sense that you might be regretting wearing your coat right now because it's hot in here.
No, I was cold when we got in here. Mm. Yeah, I wasn't going to wear this.
Well,
but
no.
Now I am.
Well, you're insecure about showing your arms. And it's not about the size of your arms. It's that I am like a cat and that I like biting. And male cats... I don't mean this in an inappropriate, like, this is not an adult setting. This is like Mel's cooking and I'm like, I'm going to go bite her arm.
Well, it's sleeves.
Any other biters on here? Am I the only?
It's in tank top season.
Yeah.
And I have literally had to Photoshop my bruises out of pictures. And I was like, you've got to stop. I have bruises on both arms from you.
Again, this is not in an adult setting. This is like in the living room, kitchen, in front of the kids. Like, this is like, I was like, yeah, we'll hug. What it is, we'll hug. And I'm like, I'm going to get a little bite in. You are my chew toy. I am a dog. I'm willing to bet that there are biters on. I don't think that's just me. I actually know that there are people that just like to give a little bite.
You know the Holderness family?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote an ADHD book, and in his promo song video, it's him at, like, at the Grand Canyon with like a huge like loose collar,
mm-hmm.
because as a kid,
yeah,
because he bit his shirt.
Oh,
all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, yeah,
and like it's very obvious that he's been biting his shirt.
He grew out of that, or he still does it.
I think he says that's an ADHD thing.
Oh, I mean, I bite on my shirt. I'll bite on your shirt. Bite. You know. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
that's the. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I like to bite. Yeah, and I think I think I want everyone to go. This is a good segue. Shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and go to the Facebook group. Biters, subject. Biters. Do you bite? You a biter?
Does this at all parlay to the? To biting 1 year olds?
Well, you know, I actually don't think so, because I think that mm-hmm. as you bite as a youth, it's an anger thing. The young biter, it's,
the baby
well,
biter.
And the elementary school biter, those are different people than the adult biter.
But I chewed on my baseball glove.
Yeah.
Like on the field. Ooh, like I just would just gnaw on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of tasty.
It's kind of like
a stimulation.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. It's kind of like
a penny.
Fingernails. You're eating the wallpaper?
I threw some coins in my mouth as a kid.
You ate paint chips as a kid?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
No, what'd you say?
Like fingernails. Like
Yeah. I went straight to coins. You ever suck on copper? That's what happened. Everyone's like, how do you find a penny? Well, all those weird kids swallowed them. We're sucking on pennies back in the day. I am willing to bet I'm not the only kid that sucked on coins every once in a while. Not every day. I wasn't. Listen, we were poor. Jolly Ranchers were expensive.
I infamously inhaled a dried bean.
Oh.
Up my nose.
What?
Yeah. I was in a kids' ministry. I think I was helping.
Okay.
I was 8, 10.
Yeah.
And I was like smelling.
Already volunteering, by the way.
Already volunteering. I was like smelling a dried bean, or you could play with dried beans, and one got lodged.
Hey, kids, want to go to church? We got some dried beans for you.
We didn't have slime.
Yeah.
The volunteers are snorting them.
Yeah,
dried kidney beans.
We got this story about dry bones and these dry beans. Ezekiel saw them dry beans. Dry beans.
They must have gotten rid of this for kids because, you know, you can get them stuck up your nose. And I did. And yeah. I was like, oh, no.
You might have been why they got them. So you got a single bean. Well, you already have a small nose,
like a
so it probably
bean.
Got lodged in there pretty
yeah,
tight.
Yeah, I was like, oh, because I probably breathed in and it went further up. But then I had to get, like, some tissues and, like,
yeah.
I got it out. But it was.
This sounds like our honeymoon with the swimmer's ear.
It was rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mel and I, we went to Cancun. The most basic 19-year-olds ever, 20 at the time, you. We went to Cancun, and Mel got swimmer's ear. And
Day one. Yeah.
Hit you hard by day three. And we laid, like, you mistakenly, unknowingly used a Q-tip, and that it just got it stuck in there.
Lodged it further.
Yeah. And so I mm-hmm. took tweezers and your... what's it called? Hairpins. And
oh,
we're
okay.
pulling it out of your ear.
Yeah, so then we got Q-tips stuck in my ear.
Yeah.
But then on like the second to last day, we went to
La Farmacia.
Yeah. Dos. Mm-hmm. La Farmacia Dos.
And we got
like antibiotic drops and it was great.
It was great. Yeah.
Yeah. We just didn't know. We're babies.
I don't think you've swam aggressively in the ocean since that day.
So though I just had a wave. It's happened to me when I'm with the kids, like in hotels, like if there's this one pool that was like 5 feet deep, mm-hmm. right? And I've got three little kids. So all the water was just going in my ear.
Yeah.
Because I'm 5'4". And so you
5'4",
were...
about one.
you were at a show. We're in Arizona. And I texted you like you have to bring home like to the hotel the alcohol like, drops, ear drops. Because you try and do like the hair dryer.
Yeah.
This is before Google, you know, on our honeymoon. But anyways, yeah, I have like teensy little ear tubes. So you get water sucked pretty easy in them.
Yeah. Teensy little. Yeah, I've reached the point now where I'm that weirdo that I plug my ears when I jump in a pool and nose. It's just not worth it anymore. I can't. And
it's really annoying.
If I'm swimming for a while, I just do full earplugs. I'm like, it's just not worth it.
Well, you watch the swimmers and they like have like a whole
system
routine.
Yeah.
To keep the water out. So we're not the only ones.
Also, there's a reason that you don't see a lot of parents do cold plunges. It's because we've been jumping into cold hotel pools for 15 years.
We've done our due diligence and then some.
I've suffered in the cold waters before. Also, I don't just sit there for 5 minutes. I get in there and play sharks and minnows with two kids that can barely swim and a teenager who I had to convince to get off his phone.
I know. I was thinking about that.
I'm suffering.
I don't know. I think I was thinking about this because like summer's coming up and like
summer's coming, everybody.
And you're like, oh, let's hit the hotel pool and then go out to dinner, which is like a dream if you're like a child.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, a pool and dinner out?
Whoa.
Wow. But then as the parent, you're like, great, I'm going to get like blindsided for like an hour or two in this pool, just like jumped on and torn up.
Scratched up.
Just like mascara down my face.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put on a trucker hat and go out to dinner and get a bunch of pictures taken.
Yeah.
Like looking terrible.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like no makeup.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like just no one swimming but me.
Yeah.
Because I'm the parent.
Yeah. You ever see a parent come out of a pool?
Just like, I have no tan.
Yeah.
This is not a flattering swimsuit. Yeah. I have not toned and trained for this.
No.
But I got to get in the pool because I have kids. So then I go to dinner and I just look terrible.
Yeah.
And then everyone else without kids like took showers and like look presentable and they have cute sundresses and I'm just like hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
A parent
coming out of a parent.
And then it's like $200.
Yeah.
And you're like, we could have just ordered a pizza.
Yeah.
Like
look bad, feel worse.
Yeah. You're all dry. Cause you didn't have time to shower.
No, a parent coming out of a pool looks like it just lost a fight with an Arctic cat. It's all cold and white and pale and scratched up. Limping.
Like, hey, would you like to pay $200 to go
all these
yell at your kids at this restaurant?
Claw marks coming down your arms.
And then the kids are hyped up on the soda before the food gets there.
Yes.
They're like bouncing. Mm-hmm. And then they all have to go to the bathroom when the dinner arrives.
Yeah.
And you're just like, this has just been so fun.
Yeah, it's been a good time. Really enjoyed this. And they're like, can we...
What about dessert?
Can we pay to get Plants vs. Zombies on the pad?
Can I have your phone?
Can I have your phone? I thought... I had this experience right when we came up before. That, like this is a sign of how times have changed in the last like 15 years. Is I saw an adult with an iPad. And I was like, what are you, a little kid? That's a child's toy. That's not a tool for an adult human. That's for little kids to play games on. What adult uses an iPad? Oh, I'm sorry. Did your mommy push you here in your stroller? iPads are not being used for what Steve Jobs invented them for.
Yeah. Steve Jobs is like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
You got your phone and an iPad.
Yeah.
And then they just hand them to three-year-olds.
And they're like, tic-tac-toe. Plants versus zombies. Steve Jobs is like, I'm going to revolutionize how people work. The tablet is with you. People are not going to need personal computers anymore. Everything they need is here, and then they can plop it up into the go. And you're like, no, no, no. It's mostly just attached to the back of minivan seats.
It's got like a plastic case so the kids can't break it.
It's like, what is this terrible case? You're like, oh, so it's bite-proof that way. He's like, bite-proof? Well, just say if somebody throws it, he's like, who would throw it? Why would you throw the iPad?
You remember you used to call it the cry pad?
I call it cry pad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kids crying. There you go.
So bad.
Yeah, no, no. The camera on it's going to be unbelievable. You know, the video processing, you can do any tool on it that you want. And they're like, can it play nursery songs? Can it play YouTube shorts?
Kids' headphones.
My kids like to draw. Do you got a giant one?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's great, Steve. I see you have all of that. But what I needed to do is play YouTube videos of adults opening children's toys. That's its only function.
More blind boxes.
More
blind
boxes. Revolutionary tool. The iPad. Anyways, guys, I got some upcoming shows. You got to go to them. This Friday, Cinco de Mayo, Hollywood, California.
I think it's Sunday.
Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to be at the Hollywood Improv. Then after that, May 16th, Cheyenne, Wyoming. Then we go straight to Fort Collins, Colorado. Never been. Excited to go. And then late May, early June, we go into Des Moines, Naples, Tampa, Dania Beach, San Diego, California. Then we're into June, Rosemont, Chicago, Huntsville. Sorry, this is July now. Rosemont, Chicago, Huntsville, Nashville, Fort Wayne, Indiana, August, Louisville, Atlanta, Charleston, Asheville, Charlotte, Omaha, San Antonio, Houston, Addison. And now we're into September, Tacoma, Milwaukee. Now the fall beyond, we've got Appleton, Austin. Austin just got added October 11th through 13th. I expect a lot of those shows to sell out, so, you know, plan in advance. October 11th through 13th, Austin at Cap City Comedy Club, Salt Lake City, Raleigh, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Spokane. Check them out, everybody. Right. We had a great Patreon hang. We were talking. What were we talking? We were talking.
We talked about Bluey.
We talked about Bluey. We talked about New York City.
A lot about New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like our patrons. Patrons are where you guys can just give a little more to all things Dustin Nickerson comedy and get more in return.
And our next Zoom
discounts
hang.
Discounts and merch, Zoom hangs, pre-show meet and greets, all of the above.
Pre-show videos.
We've got Rachel Wilson and her hubby. They're going to be at the Fort Collins Patreon meet and greet. That one's coming up. Sorry.
Awesome.
Anyways.
May 19th. Sunday, May 19th. Patreon Zoom, 5 p.m.
Oh, I'll be in Fort Collins.
Yep.
Colorado. Mm-hmm. Never been. Covered this at length. I have not been there. So anyways.
Great.
We got the Facebook group I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of the Facebook group.
They're sending us tree graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody found some ranch cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's bad. it's, you guys, it's...
That sounds like sugar and ranch. No.
It's got to go through with ranch soda.
I mean, it's got to be pretty similar.
Yeah, yeah.
It hates.
Andy gave ranch soda the best chance that it could, and it still was like too ranchy. Ranch. Here's the thing with ranch.
Too ranchy.
Ranch's job is to mask other flavors. That's ranch's job. Ranch is not a pairing. Ranch is to make vegetables digestible. That's why ranch exists. Ranch exists. To make it possible to choke down a salad.
Or
you can't pair. Ranching is not someone who plays well with others. Ranch has main character energy.
It adds a little tang to a piece of cauliflower.
It dominates cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
Its goal is to make cauliflower unrecognizable. Unrecognizable.
It is the king of cosplay.
It is the king of cosplay. And I just, you know, it's too strong to be mixed with others. Ranch does not play well with others, is what I'm saying. Melissa, every once in a while, a sponsor comes along that genuinely improves your life. Mm-hmm. And that's what Dilly Co. has been for us.
Yeah.
Dilly Co. has gotten us back into pickleball. And by that, I mean me into pickleball. And Mel, me back into it, and Mel into it for the first time.
I'm a beginner.
Oh, but you're good.
It's so fun.
It's very fun, and it's nice to go out with little paddles and shirts and gear that you like and you feel good in.
We've done some doubles with all sorts of different people in our community.
Play some public square people. It's great.
We're having a blast.
I'm. It's so much fun. And we're thankful to Dilly Co. for sending us the gear. And the I really like the paddles. I've been using pickleball paddles my whole life, and they're very high quality, but they're not too much. It's very accessible. The clothes are good for everybody. They got
super
some good tees. It's got the, you know, the athletic kind of look and feel to it. The hoodie I wear a lot. It's very comfy. I get a lot of compliments on it. A lot of people are like, you play pickleball? But not in like, oh, that guy plays pickleball type way. It's a very delicate art that they do there.
And they have some really fun expressions on the back that like are geared for pickleball. And so if you know the sport, you're going to get it and you're going
to
like it.
And if you go to Dilly Co., you go to their website, links right here in the show notes, and you use code promo code Backseater. That's all one word. Backseater. You're going to get, we've upped the discount, 20% off.
Woo!
20% off. Use code Backseater. Go get yourself a little paddle, little shirt.
Sweatshirt.
Little sweatshirt. Whatever you need, Dilly Co. is there for you. So, we'll see you on the courts. We're in Dilly Co.
Dilly Co.
Dilly Co. Dilly Co. Dilly Co. Dilly Co.
Yeah.
I was in Texas for 8 days, and I went out there on a Wednesday, flew out the day before because I was out doing shows with Bergetzi. And we did a bunch of shows. It's like hard to catch Nate in a theater right now because he's so big that he's like, we did, you know, arena shows. Like, he's mostly in arenas now. But there were some old San Antonio dates that were on there. So we did a bunch of theater shows there. And we're doing the, you know, it's like, it's hard to catch him in there. So we did many shows.
So you did San Antonio and Austin.
San Antonio and Austin.
Eight shows?
Yeah, it was like five. We did five shows.
That's insane.
At the Majestic Theater in San Antonio. And then we did three shows at the Moody Center, which is an arena.
Yeah.
Sold out the arena three times.
Wow.
That's 15,000 people a pop. The only artist that had done more, there were two, they have a wall of who's done it and how many times, like they sold. And the only
artist, everyone.
The only artist entertainers that had done longer stints there were Harry Styles and Hot Wheels Monster Trucks.
Wow.
And Nate was like, that one I have no problem with him outselling me. Like, that is like, I want Monster Trucks to be more popular than me. And I agree with that. I don't want Monster Trucks to be the most popular thing in the world. They're great.
So fun.
So secretly, quietly popular forever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Monster Trucks has had a good run for a long, long time. We went at Qualcomm before they tore that down. Which Qualcomm was like the perfect place for Monster Trucks because it's such a dump. You're like, this fits. You know, everyone trucked in from Santee. And it was like,
Bring your own truck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same people go to Fiesta
Island.
They
let you do the parking lot.
Yeah.
But it was it was great. And it was a fun. I was out with Dustin Chafin, who I'd never met before. And then Julian McCullen, who I've met many times. And then Graham K., my good friend Graham K. We had a great time. It was and Nate, obviously, as well. But it was great. I mean, Nate's like, it's a huge tour. So, you know, you're...
Yeah. They got like buses and lights and
cooks and lighting. It's a whole, multiple trucks. I mean, there's no easy way to do an arena show for sure. So it's great. I mean, his is like, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's the number one comedy tour in the world right now. Like, as far as ticket sales go, it's it's fun. You just go do these little 8 minutes in this arena and you're like, here we go. It's just so funny for something to be that big and then to be 8 minutes of it. You're like, hi, goodbye.
Do you come up from the ground?
Man, that'd be awesome.
While you grab your sodas.
Yeah. When you're on first. Now, Julian hosts, and he does like a really good job on them. But yeah, I mean, they're fun, and they're such a spectacle.
Nate walks through the crowd.
I mean, we all walk through the crowd, but like nobody cares that we're walking through the crowd.
Okay. Well, because you see the video and yes. the pictures of him doing it.
It's
yeah.
a whole to-do. Mm-hmm. It's a whole big spectacle.
Because there's a photographer and a videographer.
Yep.
And,
yeah. 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 It's mm-hmm. it's great. It's a big spectacle of a thing, and Nate is still as chill and like down to earth as you want. He's like, yeah, you guys want to go like watch the fight after? Yeah. Okay. Like, you know, we're just back at the hotel watching the Lakers game. Yeah, cool. All right. I mean, you sold out 3 arena shows.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I gotta call my wife. Okay, cool. Austin's cool, though. So I went to an area that I hadn't been, and you'll go next time you go. They call it SoCo. It's like south of Congress. It was awesome. It was cool. It was like
was it hipster?
It was very hipster and cool, but also like it was very kind of 12 South in Nashville, mm-hmm. you know, but it had kind of some more old charm to it. Everything in 12 South feels very new to me, and because it is, because it's kind of a built up new area, yeah. you know, but it's cool. San Antonio's okay. great, too. San Antonio's great for like 2 to 3. With San Antonio, I think I told you this, is like after 2 days, you're like, I have to leave or move here. I can't stay mm-hmm. here for 4 to 5 days. That's not the right amount of...
There's a lot of conference centers and business.
Yeah, well, and once upon a time, San Antonio was like a big tourist destination. And it still kind of is.
Well, because it's got the Riverwalk. SeaWorld.
It's got a SeaWorld.
It's got Six Flags.
It's got a Six Flags. It's got the Alamo.
Yep.
And then mm-hmm. so it's like when you go to...
Yep. History.
It's like when you go to the Wharf in San Francisco... And you're like, oh, there's a Ripley's Believe It or Not here. Meaning at yes. some point in mm-hmm. the 90s, tourism was popping here.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Yes.
Yeah, Wax Museum.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All that type mm-hmm. stuff, you know,
yeah.
right near
Taffy.
The Alamo. So much taffy.
Taffy.
More taffy.
Gold panning.
Yes. Yes. Hey, you want to be a cowboy or miner? 49er? Okay. Kids love this. So, but I had like, it was so funny because I did those shows and then I had a day off because then I had a corporate in Houston. And so I had a day off. And so I went and did sets at the Mothership, the Comedy Mothership, Joe Rogan's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just laughing and I told you and I told my reps this. And I was like, listen, I may not be the biggest comedian in the world and I may not be the most or the best. But there's an argument that I am the most versatile. And to do these, my 8 days of shows was theaters and then arenas with the biggest comic in the world, who is a clean comic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To Comedy Mothership, which is the complete opposite of clean comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you can't be a clean comic there, but that's not what its reputation is known for. And then a day off, and then I went and did a church gig for a youth camp in Oregon. Same jokes.
Well, but also the corporate.
And also the corporate gig. Sorry, and also the corporate in there.
Corporate in Houston.
Yes.
Yes.
Corporate gig, mm-hmm. church gig, arena gig, Comedy Mothership.
Yeah, you're like, send these kids to camp.
Yeah.
These CEOs.
Uh-huh.
Laugh.
And these open micers to kill Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the family man, Nate Bargatze.
See you guys. In and out. Now, Mothership is run by a lot of comics. Not run by, but like a lot of the prominent comics there.
Managed.
Derek Poston, Asana Ahmad, and Brian Simpson, and Sam Lopez, and Jeffrey Berner. Like a lot of the prominent comics there are comics that I started with here in San Diego.
Yeah.
So it is a bit of a reunion for me when I go see them, and I saw them all. But it was fun.
Most of them moved there during the pandemic.
Most of them moved there during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, when Rogan moved there, and, you know, it is like right there on 6th, there is the Creek in the Cave, there's Sunset, there's
the Creek in the Cave.
Yeah, there's the Mothership. Like, it is a very... It's fun how there are so many spots you can do there right in right in downtown. And then Rogan is very generous in that he pays the comics very well too. And so it is kind of, there's New York and LA, and now there's Austin. There is kind of a third city where you could be a working comic out. Now, you can be a lot of working comic out of a lot of cities. I'm a working comic out of San Diego, Nashville. A lot of people live in a lot of different places mm-hmm. now. But as far as a working comic, and there is a local scene as well.
Yeah.
Austin's kind of the third one now. So it is cool.
It's impressive. Yeah.
And I got like the full Mothership experience because it was right after Moon Tower, so a lot of comics were in town. So I did Brian Simpson's show, which is a riff show, and you pull topics out of a a barrel. It's called Bottom of the Barrel.
Okay.
And you just riff on whatever. Now, you don't have to take it.
How was it?
If you want to know what the comedy scene in Austin is like, the question that I pulled up was, which animal is the gayest? That was the question I got. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. You curious my answer at all? Did I tell you already?
No.
I am.
I go, humans. I mean, by far. I mean, we are clearly of this. I mean, it not, you know, I know, I don't know a lot of, I know maybe there are other animals that do the gender thing, but ours definitely does. And we do, and that's what I was like, we do parades about it. We're definitely of the animals on Earth.
Yeah.
And everyone like laughed and like, that's a pretty good answer. And that's the fun thing for me and what I do, to not want to go edgy or, but to also try and be funny. I was like, I've tried to give the most thoughtful answer. And I was like, I was glad that that came to me. And I stand by that. I mean, we are clearly, and that's not a derogatory in any sense. I'm pretty sure that would be the correct answer of that. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to say? Like flamingos or something? Like you're trying to like get beyond the basic, like zebras because those stripes, you know. I don't know.
Peacocks.
Yeah.
So colorful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're like, no, it's humans. So many of us are gay. So many. Like, anyway, so I do that, but it was a very full Mothership experience because a lot of comics were there, so like Bert Kreischer popped in, and that was fun to watch. Mm-hmm. You know, him go in, and he's doing the Bottom of the Barrel stuff, and then Brian Simpson, it's his show, so he was there, and then Rogan was there too. Now, I knew Rogan was going to be there because Rogan was doing his, so they have, I think it's Fat Man and Little Boy are the names of the room. So there's the big room and the small room. So Rogan and Friends was happening downstairs, and we were in the smaller room upstairs. It's like this store with the main room and the belly room. And so I was like, oh, I figured there was a chance. Apparently, he really likes this Bottom of the Barrel show is what Sam told me. Sam Lopez. You remember Sam. She runs the show with Brian. Mm-hmm. And so Rogan goes up. And it was fun to watch because that's what their hope. It's like when you're at the Comedy Store or the Cellar. You're like, I hope Bill Burr shows
Star
up.
Star power.
I hope someone famous shows up. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, it'll still be a great show. But that's the guy they want to see. Mm-hmm. And so I was staying at the hotel down the road, and I'm going down the elevator to go down to the gig. And there's some people making small talk. And like, what are you guys going to do? And one, this couple said, this like older couple in their 50s, they're like, we're going to see Joe Rogan. That is, we're going to Joe Rogan's club. And I was like, I mean, it is a tourist spot now. Mm-hmm. If you're in the comedy world and if you listen to Joe Rogan, which is like the biggest podcast in the world, that you're like, it is, it's fun to see. So anyways, 8 days in Texas. It was a good time. Listen, we're 36 minutes in and we have topics to get to.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we haven't visited in a while.
No.
Here's the thing. Mm-mm. When we take, people don't know this. When we take a couple weeks off, Mel and I intentionally don't talk. Just to keep things fresh. We just bite. We communicate via a Morse code system of biting.
No. No.
Here, I think you need a little pep up. That Austin stuff really, you just kind of zoned out during it. And that's okay.
Okay. Well, I think we haven't recorded in like 2 or 3 weeks. I think it's been 3.
It's been a good episode.
It's been 3.
Yeah. I'm sorry my Austin stuff faded a little. I was just trying to.
I liked it. I just got tired.
Okay. You guys, today is May 1st. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Today is May 1st.
We made it through April.
On this day, May 1st, everybody, check in on your parent friends.
Mm-hmm.
May is the busiest month of a parent's life every year. You have an unimaginable amount of commitments.
Yes, it's
over
not
the next 31 days.
It's a
you
to-do
have
list.
A year's worth of commitments packed into 31 days. The culmination, the fruition, the commencement of all your labor since the start of the school year, all of that lands in the next 31 days.
Yes.
Every party.
Recital.
Every recital. Every
ceremony.
Every ceremony. Every
concert.
Tournament. Every playoff. Every uh-huh. concert. Mm-hmm. Every end of the year party. Every graduation hits over the next 31 days.
Plus, like, prom.
Yeah.
And what else? Like,
plus prom. Mother's Day.
Senior awards.
Yeah.
Like, you got the preschool graduations.
Yes.
It's all of it.
If you if your kid has a birthday in May, sorry, you don't have a birthday. I am so sorry.
I'm out of time.
Yeah.
I'm out of money.
I'm so sorry that we conceived you during the summer. And now you don't get a birthday.
Yeah. It's too much.
It's so busy. Mm-hmm. Again, I've said this many times
before.
You
will not come home.
You are not
in the month of May.
You are not a mm-hmm. better person if you have kids. However, if you are an involved parent, you are a busier person, and that is most on display to me in the month of May.
Yeah, December has more tasks. May has more events.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
December's number two.
May is December without Jesus.
Yes.
You're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
There's no there's no celebration in May. There's May.
No candle vigils.
Yeah. May is December without all the sweets and the mm-hmm. socially acceptable drinking.
Yes. And the darkness.
Yes.
Yes.
In the darkness. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If
yes.
you, I mean, you are, if you're going to make it through, you're like, I got to take something to graduation in my coat.
It's full of drama and money.
This is Mel
money.
Put this down. This is just our family. Our mm-hmm. family of three that we have going on. Ready?
Three kids. Yes.
Four track meets and playoffs. A track banquet.
Yes.
17 track practices. Okay, that's one kid's one commitment right there.
Mm-hmm.
Five choir concerts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Five. How is it even possible we have two children in choirs, four play performances. We have one child in theater,
mm-hmm.
and we have four play performances, 12 play rehearsals, finals, open house for next year. Because the school's like, hey, we'll better start planning for fall.
It's like a fundraiser.
And
we already did all the enrollments.
And if you wondered on how little society values moms, hey, Mother's Day's in there too. Try and squeeze that in.
Well,
Father's Day, school's out. Easy to celebrate, Dad. Piece of cake,
barbecue.
School's out.
Yeah.
Pick any day you want in June. We can squeeze Dad in. Moms, you put it, and you kind of screwed dads over in that too, because you gave dads the hardest month to mm-hmm. squeeze in an extra thing to think about
mm-hmm.
mom,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you're not like a big gifts person or anything like that.
Uh-uh.
Your love language is like an acai bowl and some curated TikToks. So
well,
I could probably squeeze that in.
Our firstborn child was born on Mother's Day.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I plan birthday parties on Mother's Day.
Trying to if you're trying to wonder how to support your friend who's a parent right now, first I would say prayer.
Yeah.
I would just say mm-hmm. prayer for them in this difficult season, a hedge of protection around them.
Prayer
and
vigil.
Then I would say send food. It's hard to cook in May.
Yeah, we're only eating eggs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not even cooked eggs. Just Rocky style. Just
blended. So, shakes.
Yeah.
Protein.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd say send food.
Mm-hmm.
Send some caffeine if you can.
All the caffeine.
And then just mm-hmm. maybe like a thinking of you text.
Yep.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try and hang out with us.
We're not available.
Trying to hang out with me, like if you're like, hey, you want to get a drink, would be like going to the hospital and seeing a doctor mid open heart surgery and being like, hey, can I show you this Instagram reel? And they're like, I'm actually pretty occupied right now. This is not a good time for me. It's like distracting the pilot while he's landing.
Yeah, if you get in the way, someone might die.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. This is not a good time for me for drinks.
It's a bad time.
I'm trying to save this man's life here. Yes. And I'm trying to make each of my children feel appreciated right now.
And do my job. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've said this so many times before, and I don't think that having kids makes you a better person. Of course, I don't think that. That's some of the worst people I've ever known who are parents, you know?
Yeah.
But again, if you are involved, there's a busyness, non-parents, that you just, again, you can't, don't take it personally that your parent friend is not texting you back. They're not
available.
Mad at you. They're a good parent. Or they're just trying.
This is like our tax season.
Yes, that's it. May is for CPAs is our tax season. Yeah.
January, February, March, April are for accountants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is May for parents.
This is our Olympics. Mm-hmm. This is our everything we've been working for all the training for this moment.
The training.
Where it's all, and I just got to hone in right now, and I'll sleep in June.
When they're out of school.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when you'll sleep.
December, it's not even a fair comparison, because December is busy, but December is very celebratory.
It's got a lot of joy.
There's mm-hmm. a lot of parties. You're going to get some presents, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of time, mom and dad can get some time away. There's the things. There's some, you know, there's no spiked eggnog in May.
Just missed expectations.
Yes. Yeah. There's no...
Just a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no... There's like... None of the beer companies come out with a May brew. You know, there's nothing... Oh, and your allergies are bad.
And you got to fit in the summer swimsuits. You got to go swimsuit shopping, too.
Hey, also, mm-hmm. pretty soon, a lot of people going to be seeing your legs and your arms. So try and get some color and tone by July.
By June 1st.
By June 1st. Feels a little on the unlikely side. I don't know, man.
Just 4 weeks.
I think that's the month.
Push through.
Yeah. I think May, you really do turn into Dory from Finding Nemo. Like, just keep swimming. I guess mm-hmm. the dad, too, you know. But you're a little mm-hmm. more Dory because you're crazy, you know. Yeah, that aged poorly, having Ellen be the nice, naive fish.
She had a memory issue.
Yeah.
But you knew that.
Yeah. But, you know, I think Ellen wishes everybody else had a memory issue. Too good a memory.
I think she's touring again.
Yeah. Listen, people will see anybody.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. nobody.
She's touring with Roseanne.
That's a hot show. That is a hot, mean show. I think that's been the biggest shift for us as parents is the month of May. And no one warns you about it. They're like, expect when you're expecting is not like, hey, May is going to be the busiest, craziest month of your life in about 5 years.
Once a kid hits school, the emails.
Oh my gosh, they start coming.
And they're like, bus leaves at 7 a.m. For Six Flags.
Well, exactly. And here's the problem with schools.
Pack a lunch, get their uniform.
Yeah.
And a candy salad.
Mm-hmm. Everything that your child has to do in the month of May is either over-communicated or non-communicated.
Yeah.
Meaning you either get
10 emails.
An email, a text, and an automated message reminder.
Yeah, spring concert tickets are on sale. Yeah.
Or nothing.
You can only buy 4.
Or nothing at all. Or nothing at all.
We're like, a big one for us is, what's the dress code for the 8th grade graduation?
Yeah.
Are we doing a school dress code yeah. or just like a different dress code?
Yeah. The month of May is like being at on Wall Street when the market opens. It's just like ding 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 ding. Ah! I need cocaine to do this job correctly. dial the finger.
It's perfect.
Anyways, mm-hmm. pray for your parents, Fenn, mm-hmm. and your own parents, and send food.
Yeah.
You guys, Doja Cat does not want you to bring your kids to her shows. I'm going to say this all verbatim, and for because I can't censor myself here, and our boy Andy's got some editing to do. Doja Cat urges against bringing kids to her shows. Quote, I'm rapping about c-
What's the Doja Cat will soon take the live experience overseas after her well-received headlining sets at Coachella.
So this all came from actually a Twitter exchange.
She's
where she said, I'm rapping about eating d- and pissing on his V cut. Leave your mistake at home.
Whoa! This is her on Twitter.
I'm rapping about c- why are you bringing your offspring to my show? I don't know what you think this is, but I don't make music for children, so leave your kids at home, mother.
It's like she's rapping still. She's so yes, funny. Yeah.
Like that's her own line.
The specifics, it's a new song.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think you should take your kids to a show. This makes me want to see her show more.
It's so creative.
I was like, seems like a pretty good entertainer.
Yeah.
Pretty good show. Pretty good show. I'm into this. I mean, listen, I'll just say this. It's hard to be a parent, and it's hard to...
To do anything?
It's hard to find things to do mm-hmm. with your kids. Doja Cat is doing parents such a favor here. And that you can hold this up and go, she does not want you to come to her show. So mm-hmm. Doja Cat, and a huge twist, this was a gift. This was a very mature response that you gave. And this is actually a real tool to parents. So mm-hmm. thank you for your service to the parenting community, Doja Cat.
It's pretty clear.
Also, yeah. mm-hmm. when you come into my town, sounds like a hot show. All right, everybody. I think that's it.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. Those are the top tier, baby. Mm-hmm. The best of the best. The $25 a month and up patrons. So thank you so much for supporting the podcast. We love you and appreciate you so much. First off, Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Carrie T.
Christopher Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jessica Hanheran.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Calson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carroz.
Rachel Wilson.
Robert and Nellie K. Penn.
Rachel Kennedy.
Steven Nina.
Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys so much for your support. Bye.
Bye.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.